You're listening to SBS News.
From arrests to the threat of losing jobs, a clampdown by Chinese authorities in recent days has been felt right across Inner Mongolia. Christian Sarache is an associate professor at Colorado College and specializes in China and Mongolia.
It seems to be in a deadlock. Local public security bureaus have reacted by disseminating photographs of people involved in protesting, and both using a carrot and a stick approach.
Increased efforts by authorities have led to some taking the most drastic of actions. A 33-year-old woman, Serna, has died by suicide, and her family say it was her final act of protest. Her husband posted on social media saying she has been deeply worried about the language situation and sacrificed by taking her life. A police notice seen by SBS attributed the suicide to depression and says Serna's death is unrelated to the new policy. A primary school principal, Yolan, also took her own life last week. Engambat Togachog is from the Southern Mongolian Human Rights Information Centre. He's told SBS the region has for years been the target of policies that amount to cultural genocide, and people have no faith that the language policy shift is for their benefit.
They feel if they lose their language, they lose their identity, and that there many people actually think it's The future is pretty much hopeless.
The autonomous region, held by some as a model minority, was engulfed in protests at the beginning of the new school term earlier this month. That's when a new policy came into effect, requiring Mongolian schools to teach three key subjects in China's standard language of Mandarin. China says the policy is designed to ensure the curriculum is of the highest standard and insists there would still be opportunity for Mongolian language teaching. Mr. Sarache says the initiative has created fear among China's 4.2 million ethnic Mongolian population.
For a lot of ethnic Mongolians, this is a betrayal of the state's fundamental promise to respect and to incorporate their own ethnic identity, culture, and autonomy.
Melbourne-based Juran He is from Inner Mongolia. She worries her homeland will become the next Xinjiang or Tibet. Both autonomous regions have had their language, education and culture increasingly restricted since the early 2000s.
I think if we naturally lost our language, our script, that's fine, we take it. But if man-made to genocide our culture, it's sad.
Batar is also from Inner Mongolia. He's in Australia on a temporary visa and agreed to speak to SBS News on condition his identity is protected. So we've voiced his statement.
A few weeks ago, I received a threatening call from Chinese local authorities. They said if I speak about the issues in Inner Mongolia openly, say on social media, that I'll be withdrawn from Australia.
Still, he's speaking out because he knows his family back home can't. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.